All right, so picture this. It's like 2 a.m., and you are a marketing manager staring at a spreadsheet.
Oh, tell me you haven't been there.
You've got a budget to manage, and your boss wants to know, like, is that flashy new ad campaign actually bringing in the results?
Right.
That's where marketing mix modeling, or MMM, as we're going to call it, MMM struts in, promising to be like your data-driven marketing guru, you know?
Okay.
But can it really tell you what's working and what's just a waste of your precious marketing dollars?
That is the million-dollar question, right? There's always like a little bit of healthy skepticism around MMM, you know?
Sure.
And let's be real, with all the changes in data privacy, cookies crumbling faster than like a stale croissant,
Yeah.
it's getting trickier to really know if it can deliver.
Okay, so for those of us who maybe haven't spent countless hours, you know, lost in a spreadsheet abyss, can you give us a crash course on what exactly MMM is
Yeah.
and like why should we even care?
So think of MMM like a giant recipe book, but instead of flour and sugar, we're talking marketing ingredients.
Right.
You've got your display ads, your social media blitzes, even that like catchy jingle stuck in your head.
Right.
It's all in the mix, and MMM tries to figure out which of those ingredients and in what quantities are actually baking those sweet, sweet sales conversions.
So it's not just about seeing if sales went up.
Exactly.
It's pinpointing what actually caused the increase.
Yeah.
Like, did that influencer campaign actually, you know, send sales through the roof, or was it just a happy coincidence?
You got it. And that's where things get tricky, right?
Oh.
Just because two things happen around the same time doesn't mean that one actually caused the other.
Right.
MMM tries to like untangle that web of cause and effect,
Okay.
you know, isolate the impact of your marketing from everything else that's going on in the market.
It's like finding a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, kinda.
So, this is where our deep dive gets even juicier.
Okay.
We're looking at a research paper that uses this really interesting technique, something called difference in difference,
Okay.
or DID-D for short.
Diddy, right.
And this is typically used to study things like policy changes, not marketing campaigns.
Interesting.
So, how on earth did they use that to figure out if MMM actually works?
So that's what makes this research so fascinating, right?
Okay.
They took this tool that's usually used in economics and applied it to marketing in a really creative way. So imagine two markets that are basically twins.
Okay.
They're selling the same product, similar sales patterns. We'll call them Market A and Market B.
All right, got my imaginary markets all set up.
Perfect. So Market A, they decide to go all in on MMM.
Okay.
They use a model to like analyze their marketing, and they discover, let's just say, social media is their superstar.
Okay.
So they decide, all right, let's crank up our social media spending by, say, 30%, just like the MMM recommended.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Market B, they're sticking to their old playbook.
Sticking with what they know.
Exactly. No fancy MMM algorithms for them.
So, Market A is our guinea pig, bravely venturing into the data-driven marketing world, while Market B plays it safe as our control group.
Yeah.
Suspense is killing me. Did those extra dollars guided by the MMM actually make a difference?
Well, that's where DD swoops in to save the day, right?
Okay.
Remember, it's not enough to see if Market A's sales went up.
Right.
We need to be sure that any increase is directly because of those MMM-driven changes.
So it's about making sure that MMM is the hero of the story, not just some like random bystander who happened to be there.
Exactly.
All right,
Exactly.
I think I'm getting it, but break it down for me one more time.
Sure.
How does difference in difference, this D thing, really help us tell the difference between, you know, the MMM magic and just pure luck?
Okay, so imagine you're trying to lose weight.
Okay.
You start a new diet, a new exercise plan, and after a few weeks, bam, you've shed a few pounds.
Woohoo.
But how do you know for sure it was the new regime?
Right.
Maybe it's summertime, you're naturally more active, you know?
Okay, so I can't take credit for those extra walks if sunshine is the real motivator.
Exactly, you got it.
Yeah.
And that's what DD helps us figure out, those external factors.
Okay.
In our market example, it could be anything, right? Seasonal trends, a competitor fumbles their product launch, who knows?
Right.
But DED filters all that noise out so we can zoom in on the impact of those MMM changes in Market A.
So it's like using a noise-canceling headphones to block out all the distractions and just focus on the MMM signal.
Exactly, I like that.
Okay, so it's not just about whether one market sold more,
Right.
it's about how much more they sold compared to what we'd normally expect given all the other stuff going on.
You got it.
That's DID in a nutshell.
Pretty much, yeah.
And the best part, they made a visual to help us wrap our heads around it.
Of course they did.
Figure three, if you're following along at home.
always with the visuals.
So what does this magic figure three show us? So what does this magic figure three show us?
All right, so imagine like a simple line graph, right?
Yeah.
Tracking the monthly sales of both Market A and Market B.
Okay.
Before and after Market A starts using those MMM insights.
So we're picturing two lines, one for each market, showing how their sales went up or down over time.
Exactly, you got it. And hopefully we see Market A's line, you know, trending upwards.
Right, because they're the ones like actually putting those MMM recommendations into action.
Exactly, exactly. But here's the thing.
Right.
It's not enough for their sales to just go up, right?
Right.
We want to see if that upward trend is steeper for Market A than it is for Market B.
Ooh, I see, I see.
That's the difference in difference we're talking about.
Okay.
We're comparing the change in their sales trajectories.
So it's like we're putting a magnifying glass on how much faster Market A's sales are growing compared to Market B.
Exactly.
And if that growth spurt lines up with when they started using MMM, that's a pretty good sign that MMM is doing its job.
You got it. It's like we're filtering out all those other things that could be influencing sales, right?
Mm-hmm.
The seasonality, the competition, even just random luck.
Right.
DD helps us zero in on the impact of that MMM strategy.
Okay, enough suspense. Did it work? Did the researchers find that MMM actually moved the needle for Market A?
Drumroll, please.
Chuckles.
So according to their DID analysis, there was a statistically significant link between using MMM and increased sales for Market A.
No way.
Yeah. They could confidently say that those extra sales were likely driven by the changes they made based on the MMM advice and not just, you know, random chance or other factors.
Mm. That's huge. It's like having hard evidence that this stuff actually works. But I'm also hearing a but coming. What's the catch?
Well, you're right to be cautious.
Okay.
Right. The researchers were very clear. This is just one study.
Of course. Of course.
More research is always needed.
Right.
They also emphasized that the quality of the MMM model itself is absolutely crucial.
Okay, so garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly, exactly. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, as they say.
Love that saying.
Right. And the other big assumption is that these two groups, our markets, were on similar trajectories before any of this happened.
Right.
If they weren't, it gets much harder to tease out the true impact of the MMM strategy.
So the foundation has to be solid, both in terms of the data you're feeding the model and making sure that you're comparing apples to apples.
Right.
Okay, so this research is really encouraging.
Yeah.
But it's not a free pass to just blindly trust any MMM model, right?
Exactly.
It takes careful planning, robust data, and a good understanding of like your business and your customers to really make it work.
You got it.
This is all super interesting, but I know our listeners are smart cookies.
Jekylls.
They're probably thinking, okay, so MMM might work, but how does this actually apply to me?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
So this research, it focused on sales, which is obviously crucial.
Makes sense.
But MMM isn't a one-trick pony, right?
Mm.
It can be used to measure the impact of marketing on all sorts of goals.
Oh, interesting.
Brand awareness, customer loyalty, even something as complex as customer lifetime value.
So instead of just looking at like immediate sales, we can start to see the long-term impact of our marketing efforts.
You got it.
That feels like a game changer.
It really is. And as we move further into this privacy-first world, right, with those third-party cookies disappearing faster than free snacks in a break room.
Oh, tell me about it.
MMM becomes even more crucial.
Okay.
It helps us connect the dots, even when that data trail is getting fainter.
This has been an incredible deep dive, but it feels like we've only just like dipped our toes into the MMM ocean.